we play a lot of music here on The World, and it's always a pleasure speaking with the musicians who create it. Our show director, April Peavy, recently caught up with an artist called Moken. And April, who is Moken?
Well, his real name, Carol, is Kenneth Nunga, and he's from Cameroon. He moved to Detroit and now divides his time between Atlanta and Houston. And I'll actually get to his story in a moment, but as he's a singer, I want you to hear him sing, because it's really the voice that grabbed me from the moment I received the CD. So give this a listen.
And the wilderness, the lion is the king of the wild, wild west.
Wow, that's incredible.
It really is. It's so distinctive and so unusual. It's the first track on the CD, and when I put it in my CD player, I had like the same reaction that you did. Like, my eyes got really big, and I'm like, what in the world is this?
And we wait for manna. Well, nothing that we do, even relate to God.
It's just so unusual, so compelling, that when I had the pleasure of speaking with him about a month ago, I obviously, one of the first questions I asked him was about his voice. This is what he told me.
You know, I'm not blowing my trumpet here, but people has always told me, as soon as I start singing my songs in Cameroon, they're more, can you have a golden voice? Your voice is something that is so piercing and so golden. I'm like, don't say my voice is golden. You know, so it's always been like that. And it's because my father died very early. I was about 7 years old, and my father was like my pillar, you know. And my emotions, I bury a lot of emotions, you know, so they come bulging out through my voice.
Oh, wabonglela, wabonglela. Oh, we all got to face our lives now. Wabonglela, wabonglela. Oh, we all got to face our lives now. You can never, never, never run away from your shadow. Oh, you got to face your lives now. You can never, never, never run away from your shadow. Oh, we got to face our lives now. Amen.
This is wild. Who are his influences?
I asked him that. He mentioned everyone from Nina Simone to Nat King Cole. Van Morrison was a huge influence on him. These are all singers that he listened to as a young man in Cameroon. And now, Carol, actually, I want to kind of get to his backstory. As a young lad living in Cameroon, he was a struggling musician there. One day, he filled out an application for the U.S. Green Card Lottery. This was somewhere in about the mid-1990s. Then his life changed. He received a phone call from his sister, Stella.
Imagine I was in Africa, and I'm strolling to my studio with my guitar on my back. Like, then all of a sudden, there's a call from America. Say, hey, Moken, this is, pick up the phone. Can you grab this phone? They gave me this huge phone. It's like, it's your sister from America. And she's like, Moken, you just won the lottery. Get ready. You're coming to the United States in the next 6 months.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And this was in 1996. He arrived in New York, got his social security number, his green card. He told me that it was like entering the promised land.
So where did he go once he got here?
Well, he went to Detroit. He entered a design college there. Still a struggling musician, started a band, and this is sort of where the story starts to turn, sort of a low point, I guess you could say, in Moken's life. His friends were encouraging him to keep with the band. They felt that the band was going to become a success, so Moken dropped out of college. Unfortunately, he told me that the band really didn't go anywhere, so he reapplied to school. But unfortunately, at that time, the tuition went up. He was originally paying like $5,000, and it jumped up to like $10,000. And it was a real struggle to finish his school. So he sold everything he had and was living in his car for a while.
And finishing college?
And finishing college, yep. And writing music. And this whole episode inspired a couple of songs that are now on his album. One of the songs is this tune, Walking Man.
Never look down on a walking man. Never look down on a striving man. Never look down on a struggling man. Never look down on a walking, 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 walking.
never look down on a vicious man.
That's the Cameroonian musician Moken and his tune Walking Man. April, where does Moken go from here? You've got him in Detroit. He drops out of college. He drops back in. It's expensive. He's living in a car. What's next?
Well, now he's living in Atlanta and Houston. He just released his debut album earlier this year called Chapters in My Life. That's where all this music that we've been playing comes from. He told me he's written well over 500 songs. He's still writing songs around three or four a week. And I should also mention, too, that in addition to being a musician, he did go to school for design. So he's an artist on many different levels. He actually designs shoes, photography, art, fashion. He's huge into fashion. And he's enjoying his life right now with the debut album released. And
does he gig?
In terms of promoting this album, this is what he told me when I asked him about that.
Right now, it's not about the money or about the big stages to play, you know, or the big festivals or the big, you know, concert halls. All I wanted was this right now. You know, this to me, this is I've already stepped the winning point.
The whole story is amazing. I mean, it's incredible you even came upon him, but he's obviously not living in a car anymore. He's got an apartment, got a day job. He's kind of moving and grooving.
That's correct. Yep. And I really can't wait for his second album to come out. No word yet when that will be, but for now we can enjoy his debut album.
April, thanks so much for introducing us to Moken and his music.
You're welcome.
The World's Show Director April Peavy telling us about the musician Moken, originally from Cameroon, now living in the States.